your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Corey Richens, let's talk about her. Family has come out and gave us a little insight into just how the home flipping business of Corey Richens went. And it seems to be kind of on the same path of most of Corey Richens' life on that narrative of, well, she sold them a hazardous home. They had claiming that it had hazardous levels of mold and an onslaught of mysterious problems, tried to reach out to her several times, got absolutely nowhere. They say they can't live in it right now. And this lawsuit was filed actually 6 months before the murder accusation. So it's not somebody piling onto the Corey Richens train for some sort of attention here. What does that tell you at all about Corey Richens, you know, before we knew Corey Richens?
Well, I find it interesting and usual that individuals that are narcissistic and that partake in crimes like she is alleged to have, you know, participated in, mm-hmm. that they are in the criminal realm throughout everything they do. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they're motivated by money, they're motivated by looking good, by self-achievement, by all these things that they don't come by honestly. And so it's not unusual at all. I'll give you, of course, a good example everybody knows of is Alec Murdoch.
Sure.
He's the quite essential example of this, of someone who just runs askew in everything he does. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're seeing with Corey Richens. Probably wasn't truthful about that house. But of course, you know, as you know, these real estate transactions have so many different facets. Mm-hmm. Was the seller honest? You know, she's just the realtor. She's just the go-between. Well, did she even know about it?
Yeah. And that's the thing that when we've looked into it and others have as well. And the seller of the home flat out told her there was mold problems, water problems. There's a text message that recognizes this as being an issue and still went through and basically didn't alleviate the true problems that she knew were there. Just kind of put some drywall and paint and said, here you go. And that created what it created. Now, I mean, this could have been done, you know, just someone who doesn't really know what the hell they're doing with flipping a home. Plenty of people don't know what they're doing and they think, let's just put that drywall up and we're done. Or it could be, you know, truly intentional of, we know this is a problem. I don't want to spend the money. It's going to be their problem now. But I feel horrible for this family because, I mean, how do you get any of your money back right now with the state of where Corey Richens' finances are and just her existence?
Right. You don't. I mean, there's no blood from a turnip, as they say.
Yeah.
And certainly with those text messages, and I apologize, I had not read that, but that's big.
Yeah.
Because it puts the onus squarely on her for being deceptive, but I think she's probably been deceptive in all areas of her life.
Do you think this little tidbit that we've learned about here is going to, in any way, shape, or form, make it into the murder trial, just as almost the finances did with Alec Murdoch? I mean, this certainly does show character. Obviously not very related, but I'm wondering how or if it would ever end up in there, if nothing through possibly like a psychological evaluation, if they were to discuss any of these issues. I don't know.
I don't think it will make it in. I think it's too tangential. How do you say that word, Tony? I think it's too much on the side of all the other, you know, of the murder charges. But the reason Murdoch's was allowed in was because that was sort of the beginning of the unraveling.
True.
Right. Him falling and then becoming sort of this family annihilator based on the fact that he was losing everything. And also on the stand, due to a question asked by the defense attorney, he opened the door for those to come in. I think if there's a new trial, Tony, we won't see that same question being asked and the door opened.
No, I don't think we will either. I think it'd be a very different scene if we end up going there. With the fact that Corey wrote that document, that the thing she's claiming is part of a screenplay or her manuscript for a book, obviously it was a letter to her mother and brother telling them what to say and how to say it. Now the fact that the mother and brother are out there saying pretty much what she wanted them to say, does that put them at risk at all to be saying anything at all? Just because now the dynamic of what we have here of basically her trying to influence a witness, and then those witnesses are in fact coming forward and saying, no, she didn't do it. We don't believe any of this, and you know what she wanted.
Well, I think family members most of the time want to believe their loved one. It's very difficult for them to believe that somebody could kill you know, somebody else. It's just so difficult to wrap your head around as somebody that, you know, about somebody you love. Having said that, it's going to greatly depend on what they say on the stand, Tony.
Yep.
What are they going to say up there under oath with their hand raised? Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the big question. And also how they answer, were you influenced by? Mm-hmm. Were you told to say this? And those answers. So they're going to have to be very careful on the stand, and certainly they will be called.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.